This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Daryl Morey. So Spike didn't actually think this was that bad. I'm going to get to a tweet of his coming up shortly. But I thought this was outrageous on multiple
Spike
levels.
Spike didn't think Daryl Morey did something wrong. Yeah. Hold on. I'm getting that in the next update.
All right. So Daryl Morey admitted at this conference he's been at that by the way, James, I did put the official request in for Daryl Morey yesterday.
Can't wait to see how that goes.
I'm sure he'll jump all over that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we had tried that multiple times.
Well, no, I tried it once earlier in the season. There was a request from a caller about a week ago, and I said I will put it in, but I wanted to do it after we got through the initial bulk of free agency. So targeting, you know, the next 2 weeks, I will put it at somewhere between 99.9% and 100% that he will not choose to come on our show. But ball's in his court, and we'll see if he does. So Daryl Morey was at this conference, you know, analytics and whatever the hell it all is. And, guys, I'm a pro analytics guy. I want to be clear.
Sounds like it.
I am. But the extent to which Daryl Morey takes it, I think, is asinine. And the fact that he admits it is maybe the dumbest thing of all. Listen to Daryl Morey, a question. Here's just a short portion of his answer. Then we'll get to the longer portion. Here's Daryl Morey at this conference.
When you're making a decision, and insert your favorite Sixers decision here, are you asking an LLM for their input?
So we two answers there. We absolutely use models as a vote in any decision, and how much of that decision depends on, you know, how much the assumptions behind those models don't change, and their past success rate. So if you have a highly successful model for picking draft picks, and we think that the game, you know, Evan hasn't changed the rules yet, and so the game isn't changed.
Evan Wash, who's in charge of the league
charge,
office,
thank you.
Of defeating you.
yes. Then the models get a lot of weight in those decisions.
All right, so just let that percolate. I'm not going to go wild here yet. I just let that percolate. Now let's get to more of Daryl Morey as he continued talking about this issue and its involvement with the 76ers' selection of players.
It turns out LLMs do fairly well at prediction. They still are not beating human, like super forecasters they're called, like in Human Judgment Project talks about it. But they do add signal over just scouts and things like that. So we'll treat them almost like one scout. Now, over time, if it's shown that they have a better track record than scouts, we might weight the LLMs or use multiple LLMs as one or two votes out of the process. So it turns out I'm building on a lot of things that Sentinel knows, and you know that, you know, multi-model approaches can put you more on the decision frontier, the optimal decision frontier. And when I say that carefully, you get very similar accuracy with lower risk by using multi-model approaches. And so that's why we do that.
I would just like NBA Central to aggregate what Daryl just said, which is that he asked ChatGPT for help on trades.
All right, I can't believe this guy runs the Sixers. But before I say more, I feel like we're about to have a showdown between Rhea and Elliot. I'm just sniffing.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's worth me giving my opinion.
All right, hold on. All right, Rhea, first crack.
For what it's worth.
All right, Rhea, first crack at it. Rhea, your reaction.
Well, that certainly explains the Joel Embiid extension and the Paul George signing. I mean, it's just like you're looking at that going, you mean Allen Iverson, right? Not AI. You're not consulting AI. Listen, I'll admit I've been wrong on many people before. You know, Nick Sirianni certainly didn't make a great impression when he first got here. Charlie Manuel, you know, Doug Peterson.
Yep.
This guy has been a fraud since the moment he has stepped into the city. There's not a single creative thing that he's ever done except convince his buddy, no longer his buddy, by the way, James Harden to come here. There's nothing he's done to improve this team and make it better.
Elliot?
So I think this is a layered thing. I do agree with Rhea overall right now, as I sit here. Clearly, Daryl Morey has been a disappointment now.
A disaster.
He's not been a disaster. They are currently a disaster because he made two bad decisions with Paul George and Joel Embiid. Prior to that, they were competing for a title every year.
But they were competing, to be fair, because of how it had been set up prior to him getting here.
Well, no, that's not completely true.
He drafted Jared McCain.
Maxey
was Elton Brand.
I don't buy that.
I mean, it just depends what side you're on.
All right, well, aside from that, go ahead.
Here's what I'd say about that clip specifically. I know why it annoys people because of where we're at right now, but I am fine with what he's saying. And I would also say, like, it would not surprise me if Howie Roseman feels a similar level mm-hmm. to what Daryl Morey just said. So all he's saying is they're using, like, analytics and like,
whatever. As one
it's
vote.
More
as one
information. Vote. Yes, as, like, a
exactly.
scout.
Right.
And again,
yeah.
AI is pretty freaking smart, man. Like, I get it. It sounds like whatever, but he's just talking about using prediction models. Like,
I also think this
and he's
is
not
a
saying it's the final decision. I just think I hate what Daryl Morey has done. I am not a fan of Daryl Morey. I would go with disaster, Joe, but I think this specific thing is just everyone hates Daryl Morey and they're jumping on something when it's just more information. It's smart to use every resource
at your
disposal.
If they were good right now, this would be viewed as like,
but
wow, look at
I totally
been.
Agree, Elliot.
There's nothing. What? Here's the reason I have a problem with it. What were the bill of goods we were sold on Daryl Morey when he got here was how creative he was.
He's never been the least bit
creative. So, like, could he ask AI? If he asked AI for creativity, I'd be like, okay, maybe we'll
yeah,
get
but
it.
I think,
it'd
but,
be
but,
different if he said, like, that was what was the main driver.
Right.
Totally.
Like, this is not, and also, for what it's worth, it sounds like he's mostly talking about drafting. Like, they have been a good drafting team. But you are right. Like, the Joel Embiid and Paul George decisions were disasters. No question about it. It is backfired, and I thought at the time they were flawed decisions. But I think overall, like, he's been a good drafter. Their role players have actually been really good this year. That's the ironic part.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I'm curious what you disagree with. Like, Oubre, Yabusele's been really good. Mm-hmm. Grimes has been really good over the past few weeks. McCain was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Grimes is playing when nobody else is.
Yeah.
But he still is playing.
Grimes is just pulling an MCW.
He traded Caleb Martin for Grimes and a pick.
Yeah, like, Caleb Martin was supposed to be one of those role players. KJ Martin was supposed to be one of those role players.
And KJ Martin was playing well before he traded him. Regardless, the things that have gone poorly this year for the Sixers are Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey to an extent. Like, Maxey's probably not been what we all hoped he would be. But on the fringes, it's a good roster.
Here's the thing, Elliot, if he was this great creative GM that we were always sold, he should have traded Embiid 2 years ago.
Well, he could have.
So I agree that so,
and you know I've been saying that to you.
No, I know you have.
I know you have.
I know you have, and I do think it would have been the right decision, but that would have been an extremely bold decision. Like, you are correct, it would have been the right one now, and I agree with you. Like, he's not being creative.
Let me just say this, just to round this out. There's three aspects of this I don't like.
Okay.
Number one, I don't think he should lean into this as much as he clearly is. And I agree with everyone saying it's not the final say, but I would guess it's a bigger say than you think. I would guess it's a bigger say than Howie Roseman might apply to analytics. When I hear Howie talk, he sounds like a human. When I hear Daryl Morey talk, he sounds like the AI.
Now, I think it's
so
worth stating.
So I'm just telling you, first and foremost, my gut feeling is that this guy leans into this to formulate decisions too much.
But
gut
all
feeling.
We can that's, go on is what he said. He said I'm it was just, a
I'm just,
scout.
I'm just telling you.
But also,
just,
he's, hold on, hold on. That's number one. At a Sloan conference.
That's number one. Yeah. Number two. Two and three are the same concepts from a different vantage point. Two and three are both don't say it. Point two is don't say it. No, even if you use it, no Sixers fan wants to hear it. It is stunning to me. It is so, and this is where, and the Sixers have suffered from this for years. There is such a lack of ability of Sixers figures talking truth to power to get the powerful to act differently. I'm not blaming the underlings within the Sixers. I wish one of them would say, Daryl, don't do that. If they do, he blows through the stop sign. If they don't, they don't. But the point is, his choice to go public with that when the team is a dumpster fire is a fiasco
it's
of a decision.
It's on brand for him, though. It's completely
1,000%. Hold on, Elliot. Yeah. That's number two. Don't say it when no one wants to hear it. Number three, let's just say that Daryl Morey has found a competitive advantage with this. Don't tell the world. That's like, let's just say you found a competitive advantage. Why in like the hell, as a general manager in basketball, would you show up to a public conference when the other GMs who probably are not utilizing it to the same extent, perhaps none are some aren't utilizing it at all. Let's just say hypothetically it's an advantage. Why tell the world? Let me answer the question. Because you're in that dork zone of the Sloan Analytics Conference, and you want to seem cool amongst the dorks.
For what it's worth, there's all kinds of articles about NBA teams using AI, if you just Google it, for what it's worth.
It's just dumb on so many levels.
So you could definitely convince me that, considering what's happening with
and
the
Sixers...
And
I'm a pro-analytics guy,
but
it's dumb.
Saying it,
well,
but
I think there's like maybe just don't go this year. You know, like it's not going great. Like maybe just don't go.
That's a good point.
I agree with that.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's like Paul George stopping his podcast. Like have a sense of what's going on.
Maybe just now's not the time.
Correct.
Right? And I do think Daryl's not great at reading the room.
Not great.
Sometimes.
He's horrendous at that.
But I
don't think he cares.
I know we can't remove emotion from this. Obviously, I'm like they're disappointed. But I do think it's an encouraging quote in the way that they are running things, I believe, the right way on how they're doing it. It just right now, obviously, the contract's
Well, look, we'll take your reaction.